home instead on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
So this week is Dementia Action Week, and two people right at the heart of that action are Andrew and Sheena from Home Instead. Andrew and Sheena, hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
So tell me a bit about Dementia Action Week then. What's making it stand apart from Awareness Weeks, and what kinds of things are you up to?
Well, Dementia Action Week is different this year. Normally it's called Dementia Awareness Week. The Alzheimer's Society are trying to get people to make changes on how we support and engage with people living with dementia in the community. So it could be an action such as listening to somebody with dementia, taking the time to talk to them, being patient, or simply going out and learning more about dementia.
And what sort of events and things are taking place in Dementia Action Week?
Well, we are running a number of dementia-friendly support groups with regards to raising awareness. Andrew and I are both dementia champions, so that means that we volunteer for the Alzheimer's Society and go out to the community to raise awareness.
And that's as well as everything you do at Home Instead, so that's just something that you've done in your own time.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're quite committed to making a difference to our local community. So on top of our day jobs, yeah, well, that's that sort of thing we do. So if anyone is interested in learning more about dementia and has time to come along for an hour's dementia friend session and become a dementia friend with the Alzheimer's Society, you know, just get in touch with us and we'll be happy to oblige.
And we've also recently started a memory cafe in Thirsk in partnership with a local voluntary group called Thirsk Community Care. And that's very much about getting people together who are living with dementia and enabling them to engage in activities. It can be anything from a song session, singing the old, you know, the ones that they remember from the past, through to a gardening session, through to arts and crafts, and through to chair exercises as well. You know, anything that we can get that person to become more active and engage in activities for both mentally, socially and physical activities.
That sounds great. Let's talk a bit then about the Dementia Forward bike ride with Ripon Rotary Club, because I know that you are involved with that.
Yeah, so it's the second year we've been involved now. So alongside sponsoring the refreshments for the 100-kilometre bike ride, it was a choice of sponsoring or doing the bike ride personally, so we went the sponsorship route. And then the team on the day as well manned one of the refreshment stalls with juice, water, bananas, that kind of thing, just helping people refuel on their way, raising money for a great cause as they were doing so.
Well, it sounds like you did a great job. I know you spoke to some people on the day, so we can hear a bit about what they thought.
We're a third of the way round the 100-kilometre charity bike ride.
Yes.
How's it been for you so far?
So far, so good. You know, we do this every year, so we like this ride. It's a real good leg stretch.
Well, I was really enjoying it until you told me I've only got a third of the way round. Because I'm spent. But it's been great so far. You know, great weather, no wind. It's a perfect day for cycling.
Always
so
brilliantly put
really
together.
Enjoying it.
I'm with
Becky.
Hi, Becky. Hello. So how are you finding today's bike ride?
It's great, thank you. It's about the eighth time I've done it, or seventh, I think.
So you've lost count already?
I've lost count, and it's a great event.
It's a very sociable event. Everybody's smiling, having fun. And it takes all shapes and sizes that do it.
Yeah.
So it's nice, and you feel part of a
everybody
nice
can
team.
Do it. Yeah. We all can do it. It's because it's fairly flat. There's only a couple of hills really on the whole ride.
It's just a great community event that everyone can get involved in. However good you are, however slow you are, it doesn't matter. Everybody just gets involved.
I'm Chris Eyes. I'm a member of Ripon Rotary Club. I'm the organiser of the bike ride, which is called Ripon Rotary Bike Ride. It's our second year of doing it. We've had 500 registrants. It's been a lovely day. It brings all the community together. The rider feedback is fantastic. Different abilities, men, women. We thank all our supporters. Andrew and Sheena of Home Instead have manned the Stillington Hall, Stillington Village Hall stop, and it's brilliant. So come along next year, everybody. You'll enjoy it.
Sadly, as there isn't a cure for dementia, our focus is what we can do, which is helping people live well with dementia. The first thing that we do is we make sure that our staff are as well trained as possible. So we run in-house our own accredited City and Guild's dementia course, which is really focusing on not just giving an awareness of dementia, but really gets into the nitty-gritty of behaviours and how to manage behaviours and how to engage people in activities so that our time with them is as fulfilling and rewarding as possible.
And if you have a family member or you know somebody with dementia, what is sort of the key thing? How can you best help that person?
It's all about understanding the person with dementia. The more you can understand the person, what makes them the person that they are, we're all individuals after all, you're better able then to tailor your own approach to that person. So that's very much kind of what we encourage people to do. It's quite an in-depth subject, but what we do for family members, we offer a half-day workshop that they can come along to. We don't charge for that at all. And if you can't come along to a workshop, we do have tutorials which are available on our website, which, you know, kind of give some basics kind of approaches for people.
And if you're concerned that, you know, someone that you love is showing early signs of dementia, what are you looking out for?
It could be, you know, memory loss that disrupts everyday life through to more challenges in planning and solving, you know, what we take for granted every day. You know, making a cup of tea might become much more difficult or getting dressed. Getting confused as well with where you are, what time of day it is. Perhaps you think that you're not in your own home. You might have problems with speaking or writing, and also trouble understanding visual images and spatial relationships, and misplacing things and losing the ability to retrace steps. I mean, we often lose our car keys, don't we? But we do find them eventually. But sometimes, you know, if somebody is, you know, developing with dementia, then they struggle to actually retrace and to find those important things again. These sort of traits and these characteristics that are becoming more and more prevalent, and then I think it's time really to contact the GP if you have concerns.
The most important thing is to try and get an early diagnosis. Quite often the things that you're worried about in relation to is it dementia may not be dementia at all. If it is a form of dementia, the earlier that you can access treatments, support, things like that, the better the outcome's going to be in the long run.
So if people do want to get some support from home instead with a relative that has dementia, how can they get in touch?
Just give us a call initially on 01423 77490 or drop us an email at harrogate@homeinstead.co.uk or just take a look at our website.
Fantastic. Andrew and Sheena, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Home Instead on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.